Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Ortley, and I'm broadcasting from my bright red desk a little early today because it's Memorial Day, and we have to party hard on Memorial Day because it is the beginning of summer. So I'm doing it early, and hopefully you all will catch it at your various and sundry times. So this is the weekly weather for March 24th, 2015, and summer officially starts with Memorial Day. Yay, the beaches are open in New York, but the water's a little cold. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be 82 today, so we are really celebrating Memorial Day. Yay. And what we do here in the weekly weather is we talk about what's coming in the week ahead and how to work with it and what makes it interesting, what makes it fun, and what makes it a little challenging. So we have a lot of fierce female energy in the sky. I read clients. I always kind of pay attention to what's running in the air, and a lot of fierce feminine. Remember, Venus is out of bounds, and she's in Cancer. Cancer is a cardinal sign. Cancers take action. We think of them as kind of mom and nice, but you know when they're in their fierce mode, they're mama bear. Or they're Cancer crab, and they're fierce. They're very tenacious. They hang on. They're action-taking. So watch for the fierce feminine energy. It should continue this week for a couple of reasons. But it should kind of be peaking. Basically, Venus was coming to oppose Pluto. And, whenever Pluto's involved, everybody gets a little stirred up because he just likes to stir the pot. And so as Venus came to oppose him, we had a push in the energy and a fierceness in the energy. And she's still, working with him, and she comes to square Uranus next. So as she's going through that cardinal cross, there's a part of her that's like, I used to put up with this stuff, but I'm not going to anymore. So the fierceness has, the wanting to kill people has abated, but the rebellious piece we have this week as she comes to square Uranus. And so that's always a fun energy. And that happens actually tomorrow, the 25th. But we feel the energy for a couple days after. So the fierce feminine starts to abate. Now, we had Taylor Swift launching her Bad Blood video, which is a bunch of women coming to punch people out, which was pretty cool. And, of course, with my blog post last week, if you haven't looked, go watch the Jesse Jane McFarland, the third video on there. I do try and pick them topically, and Jesse Jane's a really good example of Venus in Cancer, sweet little thing, until she whips out her sword and starts whacking away at things and growling at stuff. So just know if your feminine has been fierce, and for men too, this means you can be feeling fierce in your sensitive parts, or the women in your life can be feeling fierce. We all have male and female parts in our charts. So I was talking to one of my favorite clients yesterday, and she was saying, I'm thinking about working on a book about embracing the masculine, embracing my masculine. And I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? because I prep the chart and I kind of go, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. And I totally didn't see that in the chart. And so we talked a little bit more, and she's like, yeah, the aggressive, the push, the whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see where that is. And more importantly, that's another interpretation of the fierce feminine energy that we've been working with this last couple of weeks and with this week, too. So watch where, we all have anima and animus in our chart. And male and female, we all, both sides, are part and parcel of who we are. So just know that if you found your fierce feminine side growling a little, that's good. And if that hasn't happened, well, you've been using it in other ways, which is totally great. It's got a dedication energy to it. It's got a I got to get this done energy to it. It's got a power through energy to it. So there's a lot of energy with that Venus opposite Pluto. And now this week, Venus square Uranus. And the square to Uranus, of course, is breaking pattern and saying, I'm not going to do it that way anymore. I'm going to do it this way. And that was kind of the expectation with that cute little kid. on Britain's Got Talent, you know. And, you know, she's a cute little nine-year-old, little Irish lass, and, you know, ballet, and my parents wanted me to take Irish dancing, and she's, I didn't like them. And then she does what she does. So if you haven't checked the video out, it's definitely worth it. It's the energy of the week, charming and sweet and then fierce. Charming and sweet and then fierce. And we all have it somewhere in our chart. Remember, the energy you see in the collective is always reflected somewhere in your chart. So when you're watching something, particularly if it's a news story you're captivated by, you want to pay attention to it. The other news story is Jeb Bush changing his mind about what he would have done if he'd been president. And, of course, that's because we have three planets in Gemini this week, the sibling story. So think about the siblings, the side-by-side communication that you're working with this week, because that energy has been active, too, and will be active this next week. Now, the other piece that happens this week is the Gemini planets come to square Neptune. Now, Neptune is always an interesting fellow because what he does is he invites us to have a dream. On occasion, he says to us, you know, that dream sucks. You have to get rid of it. So this week, Mars and the Sun both come to square Neptune. And what they both do as they square it is they kind of ask for you to reevaluate your dream. Last week they were arguing with Saturn and kind of getting pushback. And this week they're kind of going, well, you know, if I do that, then I get this. And I don't know that I want that. So don't be surprised if some of the stuff you've been thinking you want, you're kind of reevaluating, or you're looking at it in a different way, or you're saying, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Mercury's retrograde. We're reconsidering our decisions. It's perfectly cool to do that. It's perfectly cool to say, well, maybe I need to think about a different way of approaching this. As Mercury goes retrograde in the sign of Gemini, he wants us to think about our journeys. And this week, he comes and he talks to the Mars, our action-taking planet, and he comes and he talks to the Sun, our ego and why we're here. And so you may get contrary information. You may get affirming information, or you may get people questioning your decisions, all of which are good. Don't, you know, we have to kind of, I always encourage myself and then, of course, my clients to take the information and to look at it and kind of flip it or come up with a new way of thinking it, about it, because it gives us a different approach. And we have a Star of David in the sky this week. It's a loose Star of David, meaning it's sometimes they're really tight and very action-oriented, and other times they're a little looser, so they kind of work, but they don't really work. You know what I mean? They do it, but they're not as potent as a Star of David can be. And what a Star of David is it's two grand trines in compatible signs. So there's a grand trine in air, and there's a grand trine in fire. And fire and air feed each other. You know, air needs fire, and fire needs air, and vice versa. So the two of them are kind of cooperative. Of course, fire and air are visionary planets. And we've been talking a lot about what your vision is, your vision, your vision, your vision. And we also had Pluto as the apex of a finger of God, which perfected last week, which helped us see things we hadn't seen. And now that's kind of starting to bake away because Mercury has moved out of context of it. Jupiter and Pluto are still in their discussion. But Mercury is gone. I delivered some news, and now I'm leaving, as Mercury is wont to do. He just kind of drops in, drops a bomb, and rolls. You never thought of that, huh? Oh, wow. Okay, now well, we have to put that into the pot and consider that, too. A lot of energy about reconsidering. And, of course, Mercury retrograde sends us our ghosts back, meaning all the people that we need to talk to or maybe don't feel like we need to talk to, but the universe wants us to talk to, show up and give us information. And so watch the information you receive. So, you know, I got some information which made me laugh a lot. You know, somebody said something to me and I thought it was really hysterical. But I also was like, wow, that's my Mercury retrograde story. I never thought of that. Because I was, you know, my comment was, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, but the person actually had a solution, you know. And I'm like, ooh, that's a great solution. I hadn't thought of that. So it watch the Mercury retrograde, watch the ghosts that come back, because there's lots of ghosts on Mercury retrograde. People from your past resurface, and sometimes they deliver information, sometimes they share something that you hadn't seen, sometimes they kind of ask a question and you hadn't thought about it. And so I know in my case, sometimes with Mercury retrograde, I'll have looked at a chart many, many times before and never have really, I'll have seen it, but I'll have never seen a particular configuration. So I was talking to a client the other day, and she was talking about doing some EMDR and how it was really being, it was very, being very helpful. And she said it to me, you know, in a way like I had told her about EMDR, which I probably had at some point, but, you know, I don't remember. But I also, we then got into a conversation about EMDR and how it works. And for those of you who've had post-traumatic stuff, because it can surface with this Venus opposite Pluto and Venus squaring Uranus, this is an excellent time for you to go work on your Venus issues, because Venus opposite Pluto is a very fierce energy and she wants to be set free, and she squares Uranus and she wants to cause a little trouble. So EMDR is a lot about working with the hidden traumas that make us choke. You know, we kind of get a little fearful because the trauma gets triggered and we aren't able to move forward. So working with the energy of the week, the planets are very scattered, which means we're going to be pulled in many directions all over the place, which is always a fun week. And we're going to stay scattered really for a while. We also have a lot of energy working with it, forming a T-square with the Neptune and the Saturn. So we continue our journey with very short tasks, so really all you're going to be able to accomplish. Do them quick, make them small, make them fast, and get them done, because too much else going on, too many pulls, too many calls, too many people saying, hey, I need you here, hey, I need you there. So allow that to happen. Our week ahead features the moon in Virgo tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, with a lovely closing aspect of a sextile to Venus in Cancer. So moon in Virgo is really productive. So you're going to find Monday and Tuesday are super productive days. And then it's void all day Wednesday, which is also a productive day because the moon is still in Virgo. But remember, the moon's void, so no new stuff. Finish up old stuff. Moon goes into Libra 5:42 on Wednesday afternoon. These are all Eastern time zone times, actually. And it's in there Wednesday night, and it's in there all day Thursday, and it's in there Friday until 4:20 in the afternoon. And then it goes void, and the Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday energy is a square to Venus. So there's a separating energy, or there's a price or a cost with it. Now, Moon in Libra square Venus in Cancer, they're actually in each other's, you know, kind of favorite signs. It's what's called mutual reception, which means they can switch. Venus can go and get the Libra, and the moon can take over the Cancer. But also when we have Venus and the moon square, very often what we desire, Venus, is not what nurtures us, moon. And what we want to nurture us isn't available to nurture us. It wants to partner with us. And we're kind of like, no, I want to pull, you know, I want to get in bed and pull the covers over my head. I don't want to be partnered. I don't want to be communicated with. I have one of my younger friends. When he was little, his parents were talkers. You know, they didn't hit him or yell at him or punish him. They would talk to him. And he was like, can't we just punish me like my other friends' parents do? Do we really have to talk about all this? So Venus square the moon is we're going to be talking about things we're dissatisfied with over the weekend, over Thursday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But we're not necessarily Wednesday night, Thursday and Friday. We're not necessarily going to be getting answers. We're not necessarily going to be getting the solution that nurtures us. It's really a self-nurturing time. And also very often when these aspects happen, you tend to sugar binge or you tend to overeat because the nurturing principle is a principle with the desire. You know, you go, okay, I'm supposed to eat a salad, so we'll eat a salad, and then you'll be like, man, you know, I only had a salad, so now I can have three desserts. There's a conflict between how we take care of ourselves and what we want. So watch for that at the end of the week. And it's a friendly conflict because these planets are in friendly signs. Nonetheless, still a conflict. Friday night, the moon is void after 4:20, and then it goes into Scorpio on Saturday and Sunday. And it's in Scorpio Saturday and Sunday, and it goes void 7:01 in the morning on Monday morning. Scorpio moon is passionate and exciting and delightful. And the trine, of course, to Venus it's in a good mood. So kind of know that the moon in Scorpio, even though it's tense and passionate and fierce, is actually in a pretty good mood this week, and that Scorpio moon runs over the weekend with a positive closing aspect. And our job with that is to kind of go, okay, I'm feeling intense and passionate, and this is the passion. And then, of course, we're into summer. It's June. And so that's always nice. We love June. I will be broadcasting early next week, too, because I'm not going to be here in New York, and I'm going to be flying, actually, during the radio show time. So watch for an early broadcast next Sunday also. So at any rate, let's talk about the planets, and first pause for station identification. A little bit ago, we had run a program on relationships, Heather, Mark, and I did, and of course I announced, hey, anybody want to buy it, let us know, which was a little premature because then my accountant and my bookkeeper weighed in on how we had to do it financially. So we're actually getting ready to sell that now. Of course, it's Mercury retrograde, so I'm re-announcing it. So those of you who wanted it and wrote, we're going to get back to you, and those of you who didn't know about it, we're going to let you know about it. So watch for that coming. Then secondly, I'm going to Cleveland in September, the last week in September, and I will be speaking there Sunday and Monday. And before that, I have the Venus Star Point workshop in Santa Fe in August, that first week in August. And for that, you're going to go to Ariel Guttman, G-U-T-T-M-A-N, her website on Venus Star Point, and there's a registration point. It's a beautiful hotel, and it's going to be a lovely workshop. And if you've never been to Santa Fe, it's really beautiful. And there's this really cool spa that we're going to go to on Friday afternoon, which I'm going to see if I can get there a couple more times, called 10,000 Waves, where there you get these little cool spas, and you sit on the hill, like naked in the spa tub, watching the sunrise. I mean, it's really cool. And massages and facials and all that kind of stuff. And of course, the Venus Star Workshop, which is going to be, there is going to be a huge Venus Star Point, which I've been talking to people about, at 23 Leo on August 15th. So we're going to talk about that. And Venus Star Point Workshop is an interesting one. Ariel kind of has been an astrologer for 40 years, and she had talked about, she kind of was, it just kind of worked on her, came through her. Venus forms an eight-pointed star every 8 years when she joins the sun. And so the conjunction of the sun and Venus kind of pops a new energy. So this summer, Venus is going to be retrograde in Leo, and it's going to join the sun in what's called an inferior conjunction. There's inferior, which means Venus is near us, Earth, and superior, which means Venus is on the far side of the sun, because remember, she goes around the sun faster than we do. So there's two kinds of conjunctions, inferior and superior. The inferior ones tend to be really personal and very profound. And this particular Venus star point is a 23 Leo, takes us back 8 years, takes us forward 8 years, and we're going to be working with that energy of the heart, the opening of the heart. And Ariel's got an excellent course lined up, and I'm one of the faculty for it. So definitely encourage you to check that out. And then, of course, June 1st is the prices go up for the one in California with OPA, Organization of Professional Astrologers. You do not need to be you don't need to be a professional astrologer to go. You can just be a regular human being who wants to learn more about astrology. Somebody wrote, I'm not a professional, can I go? I'm like, yeah, sign up. So it's in Asilomar, A-S-I-L-O-M-R, and it's OPA, O-P-A-A, Organization of Professional Astrologers, and I'm going to be teaching a track on chart configurations. So promises to be good. It'll be 12 hours of instruction with me and instruction from the other 10 or 11 other astrologers. And then it's cozy conference. There's 10 times 10, 11, so there's maybe 100, 150 people. So it's a very bonding experience. So I encourage you to sign up before the prices go up on June 1st. And that's OPA, O-P-A, Organization of Professional Astrologers. That's the advertisement, but I did it in the middle because Donald Blanford always encourages me to do this. So I'm thanking Donald for this. And then, of course, Mark and I teach Access Astrology on Tuesdays in the Church of the Transfiguration, entering through the Open Center in Manhattan from 7 to 8 every night on Tuesday. Okay, onto the rest of the planets. Station identification over. And one of my clients was very funny. She goes, well, I knew your listeners were growing. They started advertising on you on Blog Talk Radio. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, you must have listeners. I said, yeah, I've been growing my listeners. So those advertisements, I don't get paid for. That's their stuff. So these are my advertisements. That's their thing. They get to do that to my show because I have a free show, meaning I don't pay them. Okay, so this week the sun is active in Cancer, and Gemini rather, and he's a busy guy. And of course, whenever the sun is busy, we learn things. So we have a whole ego story that we're running this week and we're working on, and we're kind of figuring out what the ego positions are on many levels. And so part of the journey of the ego is, you know, how do we get there? So the sun this week is having a semi-square to Jupiter on, or I'm sorry, to Uranus on the 25th, which usually is a little stressful. So a little stress on the 25th. And then he has a quintile to Jupiter, which is a gift. So that's always lovely. And he has a semi-square to Venus at the end of the week. Now, Venus and the Sun can't be more than 48 degrees away, right, which is where they are now. Venus is high in the sky when you go out to watch sunset. You see her. She's an evening star. And so she's kind of at the far reaches of her journey. And we also have the Sun kind of moving through and squaring Neptune on the 31st. And so the Sun square Neptune is either good or bad. I find people either find it incredibly creative and they get an enormous amount of stuff done because they're working in the flow, you know, that moment when you get in the flow and you kind of, you know, you lose track of time and space, or they're depressed. And that's their go, you know, I haven't done anything with my life. I don't know. And so watch for it. And maybe both. Maybe one minute you're in the flow and then the next minute you're feeling a little depressed. And that perfects on Sunday, which means we really feel it when it gets within 2 degrees of orb, which is the back end of the week, you know, the 28th and the 27th. And, of course, the moon is in Libra having an argument, right? So with the moon, Venus is in Libra having an argument with the moon in the moon. Or, I'm sorry, Venus is in Cancer, and the Mercury retrograde, I've been doing this all week. Venus is in Cancer having an argument with the moon in Libra. So that can also be that, you know, no one loves me, everyone hates me, you know, I never get what I want. You know, it's a feel sorry for yourself aspect. And I am a firm believer we need to feel sorry for ourselves from time to time. So I don't want to minimize that, and I don't want you to feel that you can't feel sorry for yourself towards the end of the week. Or a little sad, or a little melancholy, you know, because times have changed and things have moved on and the river of life flows ever forward and you're stuck on a log somewhere in a log jam built by a beaver who left town. So you have no hope of getting free. You're going to get free. It's okay. But when we're in this kind of mix where the Sun and Neptune are kind of having a tussle, you know, and the Sun is in Gemini. It wants, you know, it wants its creativity. It wants its freedom. And Neptune's kind of like, you think that's going to happen. That's not, you know, it's dream crushers. So you have to be very careful this week. No talking to dream crushers. And if somebody's telling you their dream, do not go telling them why it can't come true. You know, because then you're going to be being that mean person. So your job with this is to go. So I read a friend of mine, he came up from Philly yesterday, and we were talking, and he was on the train, and he was riding with this kid who was working, who was, I guess, at Penn State, or Penn University of Penn in Philly. And so the kid was telling him, you know, he was a history major, and his parents were going berserk because he wants to develop this app, as opposed to go over and do it, go get a job or whatever they want. And so David's like, you have to follow your dream and I'll invest in your app. And he took the kid's number. He's like, it's a really good idea. I think it's great. I think it'll make a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like I'm not going to say what the app is, but it did sound like a really great idea. And he's like, tell your parents that you have to follow your dream. And it was kind of cool. So that's the Venus Neptune. You can encourage people to follow their dream this week, too, because that's what the Neptune wants to do. It wants to say, this is your dream. Go take action to get it to happen. And I don't care how old you are. You know, I don't want you to go, well, you know, I pushed the dream once. Gemini, you know, we got three planets in Gemini. It says do the dream a couple times. You think one pass is all you have to do it? That's American Idol. That does not happen in real life. Kid comes on to sings and then goes on to get a record contract. Look at the hundreds of people in the application line that do not get on stage, okay? You got to keep pushing for your dream, and you have to work on your dream. And in Sun Square Neptune says, the dream either calls or it tells you to sit down and be quiet, or both. But I want you to really understand that dreams need to be worked on. And the way we do that is we imagine it, we focus on it, we work towards it, we pay attention to it, and we just kind of build it. Mercury this week is, of course, retrograde, and he joins Mars, which is a crabby kind of energy when he joins Mars, and that's okay. You know, the two of them meet up on the 27th, and so they're a little irritable. And Mercury parallels Mars, and he contraparallels Pluto, and he works with some of the other bigger guys. So we're going to find that Mercury this week is a little bit edgy. Now, he is in Gemini, so he likes to present your options to you, and he likes, to talk about you and kind of work with you on a different level. So our job with Mercury is to know that we're working on this on a different, we're working with him in a different capacity, okay? Venus is busy this week, too, and she squares Uranus, which, you know, last week she had the opposition to Pluto, and this week she squares Venus, and she is active in that, and she also is arguing with Saturn on the 23rd, well, that was yesterday, and she is working with Pallas Athena and coming up with a new way of seeing things. There's also a lot of healing energy when we get towards the end of the week when Venus links up with Chiron. So she's going to be working in some kind of healing capacity. And she also is pretty stimulated this week because she's in Cancer and she's moving forward in different ways. And so we want to know that she's almost done. My client has arrived, my 11 o'clock client, and I'm not quite finished. So let me just say hi, Beatrice. Yeah, there we go. Hi, Beatrice. I'm almost done. I'm finishing up the radio show. I'll call you in a second.
All right.
Okay, bye. We're on. we're hooked up, but we're not connected. Okay, and then what we have is Mars going into Mars is rolling through Gemini, and he is really active. He talks to the nodes of destiny, inviting us to do something, and he squares Neptune, which is really giving you permission to go forward with your dream and to conquer it and to move forward. And then he also has a lovely little inconjunct Poseidon. And in his inconjunct Poseidon, he's really pulling us in and inviting us to go swimming for what we're really hoping for in our direction. And then that's pretty much the big excitement. So there's not a lot of extra ones left. We, in terms of the week's busy, Monday's busy, very busy. But that, you know, it's the holidays, so we're going to be barbecuing and doing whatever we do on Monday. And then when we get to Tuesday, it's also very busy. Mercury and Mars meet on Wednesday, so there's a really big important news you're going to get on Wednesday, and you want to understand that the news is super important for you to follow up and pay attention to. Then when we get to the Thursday, it's an easy flow and lots of flow. Everything's happy, happy, happy. We get to the 29th, which is Friday, and we have a lot of activity and action. Bunch of reasons. The moon is in Libra going through that configuration one more time. Uranus, and the moon also is working with its square to Venus. Scorpio moon on the 30th is fun, connections, parties, relationships. Sun and Mercury meet up, and they have a great aspect, and they're very busy. And then the 31st, we have the Sun square Neptune, which is a little sad, a little melancholy, and then Moon square Jupiter later in the day. Moon and Jupiter square in Leo has a great deal of energy around creative. and a lot of abundance. So on that note, we're going to roll and wish you a happy Memorial Day and a great week of May 25th, and forward you move. Just remember, when the feminine's annoyed, look at what it's annoyed at and don't do it. Change the story, change it up, because remember, Venus is out of bounds, so she's going to really kick up and be a little angry. So you want to let her not be, not leave her alone, you know, support her. You know how, you know, on occasion when your mother would get mad, she goes, you know, I'm your mother. You want to be good to her and help her and support her, okay? Not leave her hanging out there. And on that note, weekly weather's over. Looking you all, wishing you all a great week and a great Memorial Day and lots of barbecue. Take care. Bye-bye.